GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show with the money man behind the bulletproof glass over in Spacious Studio 7A. I sound like I've had some figgy pudding this morning. On loan from Bangor Savings Bank, where they say,
you matter more.
It's Paul Tormey. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
I feel great to sit in the George Hale chair this morning.
I Lysoled it before he came in. And say hello on the PDQ door telephone line to the guy that says, hey now. In fact, if you listen, I bet he'll say, hey now.
Hey now.
That sounds like Tom Hicks.
From JT Hicks and Company, with locations all up and down the coast of Maine. Good to have you both here. Guys, this is the news release. And again, I want to be very careful here. You guys have your own businesses. You got families. You're not here to pick a fight with the Maine Center for Economic Policy or whatever, okay? But this was the news release that they sent out last week. And the headline, 2 years later, Trump tax cuts are a proven failure. Okay? I just want to share the three paragraphs, okay? Dateline Augusta. 2 years ago today, the U.S. Senate enacted the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, a sweeping package of legislation that dramatically reshaped the federal tax code in favor of corporations and the wealthiest households. New analysis compiled by the Maine Center for Economic Policy reveals how the TCJA, better known as the Trump Tax Cuts, has exacerbated economic and racial inequality while failing to spark the economic benefits promised by its supporters. Tell you what, I'll stop at it too. And I could read on to what they claim about the 2020 top 1% of Maine households didn't go where it needed to go. But I'll go back to the two words that they boldly put into their headline, proven failure. And Tom Hicks, I'm going to start with you. From your position in finance, do you see the Trump tax cuts over the past couple of years being successful in their ambition?
You know, I absolutely believe that they are, in fact, very successful. You know, in my observations, you know, my barometer, my thermometer is on Main Street. And it's, you know, working with our clients, and we're seeing that, you know, our clients are looking to expand. They're trying to hire more qualified people. And they're doing that in part because of, you know, this more favorable tax code that we're in. And if you're a carpenter or a plumber, or a butcher or a baker or a candlestick maker, you know, you've seen some very significant decreases in your income tax by virtue of the fact that we've lowered rates, and you have the benefit of something called the Section 199A deduction, which we commonly call the 20% deduction. So not only are you paying less in income tax, but you're only paying tax on about 80% of your business's net profit. So we all know that if we have savings in one area, that gives us an opportunity to redirect, you know, some of that money that we have into other uses, which could be a variety of things, you know, including buying some of that new tools, new equipment, perhaps, you know, hiring people, expanding their benefits, you know, anything at all, you know, to keep your business moving forward. And I think we all know that we're challenged in the United States, and particularly in Maine. We can't find enough people qualified to do the work that we need to do. So, you know, you can look on the internet and you can see hundreds of sites that will agree or disagree, and you can pretty much find anything to read that agrees with your point of view. It doesn't mean that it's accurate, though.
Okay. As George would say, you're welcome to your own opinion, but not your own facts. Paul Tormey, to you, 2 years later, what do you see as any economic barometers, any needles moving following the Trump tax cuts?
Well, I read this news release, and there's a cross-country race. My son used to do cross-country running, and there's a giant race down in Belfast. They call it the Festival of Champions. And you have hundreds of kids, and, you know, they shoot the starter pistol, and you just see this human wave, and they're off. That's what came to my head, because this, I feel like, and I'm not here to talk politics, but it seems like we're entering what pundits call silly season, where the party out of power has to talk down the economy of the party in power, and this goes both ways. I agree with Tom. This bill that they refer to, the Tax Cuts and Job Act, whatever they call it, has really benefited most folks in America. And as Tom is just talking about corporations, okay, so yes, the corporate tax rate was reduced. And I think the image that of some the fat cat guy from Monopoly just took the extra cash and bought himself a bigger boat, you can't really find that that's happened. As Tom said, companies have been reinvesting in equipment, in people, in marketing. And, of course, that trickles down to all the people who make equipment and all of their jobs. We've had record low unemployment across all segments. And so let me point out also that most businesses are small businesses. So and they're the ones who've really benefited from this. So to call it a handout to corporations really is a gloss that covers up. This has benefited people, you know, middle-class Americans, working-class Americans have benefited from this. And as Tom said, the labor market's tight. And everywhere we go, we talk to people who either can't find people or are trying like the Dickens to hold on to the people they have. Mm-hmm. And that is one thing. You know, wages are rising. Well, where are employers getting that money to pay the people more? They're paying less in taxes. That's where the money's coming from.
Here's a text message to us from Ed in Herman writing into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. The two figures that he looks at when joining this conversation, it appears to him that economic growth is approaching 3% and an unemployment rate at 2.8%, at least in the state of Maine. How can one say that tax cuts haven't worked? Tom, when you hear those two figures, economic growth, which I think is beyond 3%, and our unemployment rate in the state of Maine, and Paul alluded to it, at 2.8%, are those two numbers that you can take to the bank to say, you know, gosh, after 2 years, these cuts might be working?
Well, I think you can certainly, you know, look at that as, you know, if you will, a barometer to say, you know, these facts are supported by, you know, other statistics. And I believe, you know, if you look at other sources, we're actually seeing a growth rate much greater, you know, than just 3%. If you look at the jobs report every month, we are continually adding jobs to the economy in the hundreds of thousands, not just thousands, hundreds of thousands, every single report. So I agree with Paul, too, you know, in that you just have to look on Main Street and you can see what's really going on here. And, you know, I'm sort of reminded of a professor that I had in college, and his name was Zelikoff, and he taught statistics. And the one thing I learned from professor was you can lie with statistics. You can make it say anything you want. So if, you know, usually we see this all the time where some, you know, on the liberal side of the aisle, they roll out the statistic and say 91 companies out of the Fortune 500 didn't pay taxes last year. And of course, they would have no way to know that, but they would say that it was 91, you know, out of 500. Well, that means that there's 409 that do. So why don't we frame it with 409 corporations out of the Fortune 500 paid taxes last year? Well, we could say that, you know, a certain percentage of the American population have not been benefited, you know, 10% was not benefited by tax cuts. Correspondingly, does that mean 90% were? So I think it's all in how you frame it. And I think that we have to look at the organizations and the authors of this material. This particular author happens to cite resources which are more than a year old. In this article, in this news release, more than a year old. And even if you look at those sources, they were projecting only their opinion, of course, on something, a tax law that hadn't even been in place for more than a year at that point. So I think we can say anything we want. The statistics, it's all about how you frame it.
Hmm. Paul Tormey, thoughts to advance?
Just looking, so we talked about the business side of things and how businesses are putting this money, this extra money that they have now to work. On the personal side, this claim that this is in favor of the wealthiest and corporations, again, I don't know, because as I see it, if you look back over history during the 80s and the Reagan years, the percentage of households that had no federal tax liability was around 12%. going forward to, you know, now, just before this was enacted, that number had risen to about half. So going into these tax cuts, the percentage of households that had no federal tax liability is about half. Enter these tax cuts, which basically doubles the standard deduction. It's something like $24,000 for married people filing jointly. And what this does is removes millions of people, millions more people from the tax rolls, effectively. So, and that's not off the top end of wage earners. It's off the bottom end. So you know, from very low to moderate to relatively affluent, those people all got a big break. And in fact, on the individual side, if you are wealthy and you have an expensive home and you live in a high tax area, a very affluent community, and you do very, very well, you're probably paying more because you've lost or can no longer deduct all of the real estate tax that you paid. So those communities, those pockets of high wealth, those folks are actually the ones who are hurting. So it's pretty much the opposite of what's alleged here.
Thank you for not making a joke about cul-de-sac estates,
oh,
as you often would.
I mean,
of course.
I wasn't going to mention it
at any point there. Text message to you two. We're talking with Tom Hicks. He's on the phone from JT Hicks & Company. Paul Tormey from Bangor Savings Bank. Just their analysis of 2 years after the Trump tax cuts. This person writes, even though there may be 10% who didn't get a direct benefit in a tax cut, they got an indirect benefit with cheaper goods and services and perhaps greater access to those goods and services. John writes to us, my annual year-long income is up $13,000 because companies are spending to expand their business. I'm a crane operator, and business is booming for us. Kerry Weston always says, cranes mean money. When you see cranes in a community, it's because someone is expanding, and they can only expand if the economy is expanding and they're doing better. Tom Hicks, is there any in your travels up and down the coast of Maine, keep it in Maine, you seeing any infrastructure changes, any growth that would point that you could point to and say, well, there's evidence of the economy that's working because that business is expanding?
Well, you know, absolutely. I call it the orange barrel, method is, you know, what's going on in your community. And you can kind of tell by, you know, orange barrels and orange, you know, the barricades and so on. And there's been a lot of construction, a lot of expansion in Belfast. We've seen it in Rockland. And of course, we're seeing it in Bangor. All up and down the coast, there is more going on. And it's not just expansion in terms of, you know, making buildings bigger, making streets wider, you know, those kinds of things. It's a lot of what's going on inside the building. It's more newer, sophisticated equipment that is more efficient, more effective, more, you know, cost-effective that we're seeing. And we're seeing employers expanding on the skills that their employees have, you know, in order to meet that new technology-driven type of equipment. So the answer is an absolute resounding yes. I see it all up and down the coast of Maine. And as you know, I've been traveling extensively over the last couple of months, and I'm seeing it across the United States. I happen to be in Washington, D.C. this morning, and there are cranes everywhere. There is an amazing amount of expansion going on all over the country, and I'm really, you know, very pleased to see it for sure.
Paul Tormey, what do you see with your wandering eye?
Well, first of all, Tom took the words right out of my mouth. I have been in Washington a couple of times this year and seen the same thing. But it's not just that. It's Boston. It's look at Bangor and Portland, for instance, and the housing shortage. People coming in can't find a decent place. I mean, so there's expansion there. There's rehabbing that's going on like crazy because there's such a high demand because of the economic activity involved. So yes, I see it locally. I see it in my travels.
This person writes to us, we just started a concrete delivery branch of the company a couple of years ago. We delivered an insane amount of concrete this past year. He says that's an indication. This person agrees with the point you just made about Portland, fellas. All you need to do is drive to Portland down the old port, and you'll see the growth there. And if you don't see it, then something's wrong with your eyes. Final questions. Tom Hicks, what do you hope for Christmas? What are you hoping Santa brings you, Tom?
On a personal level, I'm hoping for a new golf bag.
Ooh, there you go. That's the gift that keeps giving, yeah. I think. Paul Tormey, what are you hoping that Santa brings you under your tree?
There's a bakery in Texas, Collins Street Bakery. They make fantastic fruitcake. If Mrs. Tormey is listening.
The lovely.
And she knows Santa Claus. Hint, hint.
You're the only guy I've known that ever wants fruitcake at Christmas.
I will not stop promoting fruitcake, so be ready.
Paul Tormey on loan from Bangor Savings Bank, where they say...
You matter more.
And Merry Christmas. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
Tom Hicks from JT Hicks & Company on the PDQ Door telephone line. Hey now.
Hey now, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
G-H-R-T. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.